From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama leaves Monday on his final foreign trip as president. Mr. Obama's advisors expect President-elect Donald Trump to be a primary topic of discussion with world leaders. The president's itinerary includes stops in Greece, Germany, and Peru. He spoke to reporters as he prepared to leave.
In my conversation with the president-elect, he expressed a great interest in maintaining our core strategic relationships. And so one of the messages I will be able to deliver is his commitment to NATO and the transatlantic alliance.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel hosts Mr. Obama for talks Thursday. A Swedish prosecutor was allowed to enter Ecuador's embassy in London Monday and question WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on a rape allegation. Assange has been taking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in order to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he faces charges of sexually assaulting a woman. He denies the charge. One of his lawyers, Jennifer Robinson, questioned the conditions of his exile in the embassy.
6 years in which he's been held under house arrest. He's been held inside the Ecuadorian embassy in circumstances the UN has said amount to inhuman and degrading treatment, in circumstances the UN has found to be arbitrary detention. This has gone on far too long.
Questioning is scheduled to continue for several days. Pakistan says overnight shelling by Indian forces across the disputed Kashmir frontier has killed 7 Pakistani troops. The military says the incident occurred in the Bimber sector, a sector along the line of control, which separates Pakistani and Indian portions of the divided Himalayan region. This is VOA News. The United Nations says more than 54,000 people have been displaced in Mosul, where an Iraqi military operation is underway to free the city from Islamic State militants. A UN spokesman says the number of displaced people has increased by 6,600 since Friday, with most of them fleeing to displaced persons camps. Iraqi special forces say they are checking all displaced people for suspected links to the Islamic State group before allowing them into the camps. A suicide bomber killed 6 people and wounded 6 others Monday near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. The country's interior ministry says security forces killed 5 other attackers and that the suicide bomber blew himself up inside a house after being surrounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. China's president has offered the U.S. president-elect congratulations on his recent win at the polls. Chinese state broadcaster CCTV said Xi Jinping and Donald Trump agreed Monday to meet at an early date to discuss the relationship between the two countries. Protests continued Monday in the United States against the election of Donald Trump. Hundreds of students walked out of classes at a high school in Los Angeles and in suburban Washington, D.C., following a night of street protests in major U.S. cities. The outgoing U.S. Special Envoy for Climate Change says China and other countries are expected to stay committed to the Paris Agreement regardless of what the next U.S. administration decides. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has said he believes climate change is a hoax and has pledged to cancel U.S. participation in last year's agreement, in which nearly 200 countries agreed to place limits on global greenhouse gas emissions. The Paris Agreement went into effect this month after enough governments formally accepted its terms. The Afghan government has asked the United Nations to include the Taliban's fugitive chief in its blacklist of individuals under travel and financial bans and arms embargoes. Critics say the request demonstrates a hardening of President Ashraf Ghani's stand about engaging the Taliban in peace talks, and it will likely fuel the insurgency. The Taliban has long demanded, among other things, removal of names of its senior leaders from the UN sanctions list before it decides to engage in peace talks with Kabul. Moldova's pro-Russian presidential candidate Igor Dodon has won Sunday's presidential runoff election. Final results Monday give him 52.2% of the vote. Pro-European candidate Maya Sandu, who ran on an anti-corruption platform, had 47.8%. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.